IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Simon Gear, climatologist and a national authority on global warming and green issues. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Authorities may be pushing it, but I'll try my hardest.
How are you, Simon?
Yeah, very, very well. Lovely to be on with you guys.
Great to have you. So, obviously, the topic that we're chatting today is the very strong sulfur smell currently being experienced in Gauteng. And obviously, many residents are complaining now of breathing problems and blocked noses, etc. The South African Weather Alert has put out an alert saying it's unhealthy. So, what has caused this? Why is this?
So, this is not unusual. I mean, I remember my dad teaching me about this when I was a small kid, you know, we were experiencing it and him explaining what was going on. Essentially, our power stations and some of the Sasol processes out on the Mpumalanga High Fault burn coal that is sometimes quite rich in sulfur. And out of the top of those stacks comes sulfur dioxide. And usually, I mean, those stacks are 200 meters high, and usually that's high enough to get to force that pollution up into the upper atmosphere, and it gets dispersed, and we never really experience it down at ground level. But in the winter in Joburg, we sometimes get these high pressure conditions, exactly like we've got now, where you get a clear day and not too much wind, and that can trap that pollution down near ground level. And so that's probably what's happening here, is that we're able to smell the sulfur dioxide from the Mpumalanga High Fault. And it's from, you know, there's a sort of Secunda-Sasolburg nexus, and then also scattered in amongst those are Eskom power stations. And all of those push out this sort of stuff that at this time of year, with these types of conditions, get trapped close to the ground and we're able to smell it.
So, I mean, the fact that so many residents are complaining about breathing problems and burning eyes, blocked noses, bad chests, I mean, can this impact your health?
It can. So most people are able to smell sulfur dioxide at about 0.3, so one part per million. And the sort of global threshold for it being dangerous at an extended period is 5. So we're able to smell it quite a long time before it becomes severely problematic for your health. But if, like me, you're asthmatic or you've got compromised lungs, anything like that, this is not a good time to be out exercising, because even with 0.1 parts per million, you could well at least experience discomfort.
Yeah.
And what happens is that in the moist mucous membranes inside your nose, that gas, the SO2, interacts with that water and actually becomes a weak acid, which is partially what you're actually smelling, but also can be an irritant to your nose and to your throat.
And Simon, I mean, how long do you think we're going to have this? I mean, you were mentioning about this time of year, etc. How long do you envisage this to be around?
So it's very weather dependent. I mean, this stuff is coming out of those stacks all year round. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not like they've suddenly started polluting now. They're polluting all the time, but it just happens to be trapped next to the ground at the moment. So what we need is a cold front to come through, or there just to be a bit of wind to pick up, maybe the high pressure to weaken slightly, any of those sort of things, and that should be enough just to disperse it a bit. But for the time being, I mean, it's a very, very stable forecast. You know, we're clear skies and temperatures in the low 20s every single day this week, I think. So it might be with us for a couple of days.
Sorry, Simon, did you say a couple of days or a couple of weeks, do you reckon?
It won't be a couple of weeks. You know, these events typically last around about 24 hours, maybe up to 48. I don't recall a time when it's really gone much beyond that.
Okay, and what advice have you got for people? I mean, obviously bearing the smell, and I mean, it's a terrible smell. What's your advice? I mean, obviously you bar going out. I mean, what is your advice around sort of living with this at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can really do about it, unfortunately. I suppose keep your windows closed and, you know, maybe invest in some air freshener or something like that to get rid of the nuisance aspect of it. And, yeah, give yourself a couple of days off running, especially if you do have any sort of compromised lung function.
I've just had a message, and would the masks we wear assist at all?
Yeah, masks are not going to help, unfortunately, because this is a gas as opposed to a virus.
So, yeah, just block your nose, otherwise, I suppose.
In terms of being able to smell it, there's actually very, very little.
And I mean, that's just the last question. What concerned me is when I saw the SA Weather Service putting out this unhealthy issue. And, for it to go healthy, would there have to be no sulfur smell at all in the air?
Have to be no what?
Would there have to be zero sulfur in the air, the smell in the air, for them to revert to a healthy group?
Yeah, look, I mean, there is the stuff in the air all the time.
Yeah.
We live in a stew of pollutants because SO2 is coming out of the back of diesel cars as well.
And, yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
there's the various sort of oxides of nitrogen as well. So we live in a stew of these things anyway. It just happens to be at a high enough level that we're able to smell it at the moment. So it is an unusually polluted period.
And I suppose, the fact that they're reporting it as, there's an alert advising that the air quality is unhealthy. So I suppose that's most probably also what's triggered this, you know. So
yeah. The WWF, I think it was the WWF, did some quite disturbing work where they showed the air quality on the Mpumalanga High Veld, which is one of the most polluted places in the world.
Unfortunately,
it has a measurable impact on the lifespan of people living in that area.
This is so interesting. Unfortunately, Simon, I have to cut our conversation. We've already sort of used up our lot of time. And Simon Gere, climatologist and a national authority on global warming and green issues. Thank you, Simon. Thank you for just giving us some insight.